Page 169. Clarissa by Virginia Woolf.
Can you give us a brief overview of the novel and its main events?
I can. As you've already mentioned, it's a novel set on a single day in June in 1923 and was called The Hours. In many ways, it's a special day. It's the day of Clarissa Dalloway's party, but it's also an ordinary day. And Woolfe gives us snapshots of London streets and parks where we see a cross-section of ordinary people just going about their daily business. The focus on the richness and importance of the everyday, I think, is something that resonates throughout Woolfe's writing. And we're certainly made alert to sensation and the qualities of being alive throughout Mrs. Dalloway. The plot is very minimal. Woolfe was moving away from realist conventions, which very much were formed around plots and were very much plot-driven. And in terms of summarising the novel, it's probably best to think about the different groups of characters. Clarissa is an upper-class woman who will host a party
for... Clarissa Dalloway.
Clarissa Dalloway, that's right, who will host a party for influential guests, including the Prime Minister.
On that day.
On that very day.
She leaves the house to get the flowers for the party in the evening.
Absolutely, right. That's right. So she heads out into the city to buy the flowers. In some ways, that purchase is really a pretext to go walking.
But about the way she portrays her characters,
yes.
What's novel about that? I mean, we've been talking about Mrs. Dalloway.
Yeah.
Is there a way that she draws a character? You could say Dickens draws a character very often by exaggeration, hyperbole,
absolutely,
and so on. Is there a way that you can say Virginia Woolf describes her character?
Yes, well, I think, again, she's very clearly moving away from a realist tradition where characters are narrated from an external perspective, where we're told about their hair colour, their status, we're told the material details. What we get in Woolfe is a preoccupation with the inner life, and that's why it's so fluid, that's why it's so contradictory, because she was very alert to the fact that we are constantly shifting and changing. Our moods, our emotions, our thoughts are in constant flux.
Copyright Radio 4.